From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Iranian leadership is responding to anti-government protests that began more than a week ago. The country's parliament is set to hold a special session. VOA's Margaret Bashir tells us this follows backlash during a UN Security Council meeting.
U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley surprised council members this week by calling for the public session. Haley said the week-old protests that have rapidly spread to nearly 80 cities and towns across Iran are evidence of the people's long festering frustration.
The Iranian people understand the nature of their regime. They understand that their lack of voice in their government has allowed the regime to ignore them. And it has allowed the regime to spread conflict and instability far and wide.
Demonstrators are angry about the economic situation and the government's use of resources in Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and Yemen instead of at home. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
U.S. President Donald Trump once again says that unless a program that protects hundreds of thousands of immigrants from deportation contains new policies that he's outlined, he won't support it. He was referring to the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, which expires in March. In September, Mr. Trump rescinded that's what's commonly known as DACA, which was instituted by former President Barack Obama. Mr. Trump gave Congress until March 5th to agree on legislation that would allow equivalent protections to those offered under DACA, provided the measure includes funding for a wall along the border with Mexico, ends the visa lottery program, along with the process by which immigrants from a particular area follow others from that area to specific U.S. cities or neighborhoods. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump declared everything he's done is 100% proper amid increasing scrutiny about whether he sought to derail a federal investigation into possible collusion between his election campaign and Russia. Mr. Trump said if there had been any collusion with Moscow, it was by Hillary Clinton or the Democratic National Committee. Meanwhile, he is responding to a new book written by author Michael Wolff about the president's first year in office.
This guy that doesn't know me at all, by the way, did not interview me for three. He said he interviewed me for 3 hours in the White House. It didn't exist. OK, it's in his imagination.
The book portrays the first year of the Trump presidency as one in shambles and the president as childlike and possibly in need of psychiatric help. Mr. Trump blames the news media and Democrats for reviving a strategy he said they used against former Republican President Ronald Reagan in the 1980s. U.S. President Trump seems optimistic about the newly arranged talks between North and South Korea.
I hope they do. I would love to see them take it beyond the Olympics. We have a very good relationship with South Korea. I would love to see it go far beyond the Olympics. Absolutely. And at the appropriate time, we'll get involved.
Assessing the upcoming discussions between the two Koreas on January 9th, Trump said if something can happen and something can come out of those talks, that would be a great thing for all of humanity. That would be a great thing for the world. Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro has ordered the shutdown of all air and sea links to three island nations for 3 days, citing illegal trafficking of goods and resources. Maduro made the declaration late Friday in a televised appearance. He said the islands of Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao have been running black markets by taking gold, diamonds, copper, and food products from Venezuela and selling them illegally. Caribbean islands, known as the ABC Islands because of their first initials, are a short distance from Venezuela's northern coast. They are a popular landing site for Venezuelans fleeing the country's food shortages. Meanwhile, this is not the first time Maduro has closed borders during times when the nation is under duress. He shut the border with Colombia in 2015 and again in 2016. U.S. health experts say the influenza season is proving to be more severe than usual and has twice the number of people reporting flu-like illnesses to the doctors as compared to the same time last year. The Centers for Disease Control reports that in the week ending December 23rd, 36 states reported widespread flu activity. Nearly 2,500 people have been hospitalized for flu-related symptoms. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.